Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. There was a time about, it must have been 7 or 8 years ago, where for no particular reason that I could point to, I was coaching three magicians at the same time. Now, not together, and they didn't actually even know each other, and they hadn't referred one another. Just for some reason, over the course of a year, three different magicians came to work with me. And there was one thing I learned about magic, not as much as you'd hope. Like nobody, even though I was coaching them, they still wouldn't tell me how things worked. But the one thing that I remember from that time was being told the secret of magic, the secret of a magic trick, is not the hand moving faster than the eye. The secret of a magic trick is the hand moving before the eye is looking. In other words, with almost every magic trick, it's in the setup. By the time you show up to see the trick's already underway. Now, what I've come to see is that thought is the best magic trick in the world. So we show up to a magic trick already in process. We are born into a magic trick already in process. Because the world that we see is a projection of the mind. It's a projection of thought. And then we think about that world as if it's a real world, and the variance, the leverage is in our opinion about it. If I think about it this way, or if I think about it that way. If I think about it in the positive, or I think about it in the negative. If I think about it optimistically, or I think about it pessimistically. But the magic trick is that we don't see that that which we are thinking about is already made of thought. And when somebody truly has an insight, when the penny drops for us and the way that we see something fundamentally changes, it's not because we got better thinking about it. It's because the thing itself changed. Because the thing itself was only ever made of this incredible creative energy we call thought. I remember a friend of mine saying that the mind is a one-trick pony. It's just that it's one hell of a trick. And so when we want to experience more freedom in our lives, when we want to feel more good feelings, when we want to get more creative about something, inevitably we look to our thinking about the thing to try and make that change. But the moment we see that there's no thing there, there's nothing there, it disappears and something new can come into being. I love the story about my mentor, George Pransky, where he was talking to a businessman. And he was explaining this to the businessman as best he could, and that's all we can ever do, is explain the magic trick as best we can. And the businessman was getting very upset, and he said, "Are you telling me that all my problems are an illusion, that they're just a mirage?" And George thought for a minute, and he said, "Well, they're a real mirage. Like, it's a real trick. But there's no there there." And that's why things that have seemed intractable, insoluble, like there's nothing you could do about them, can literally change in a minute. That's why Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, said, "We're only ever one thought away from a whole new experience of life." I did a talk once, and it was kind of fun. I was talking to a group of medical professionals, and there were about 400 people, 450 people in the audience. And I had Play-Doh shipped in. I had 400 tubs of Play-Doh, this was in Brazil, shipped in to this conference. And I had everyone take the Play-Doh out. and start to make shapes with it. So first we would just make shapes, and then we would make something that symbolized the mood we were in. And then finally I asked them to take the Play-Doh and create a representation of their biggest problem, the biggest thing they felt they were up against in their life, in their work, in their industry. And then when everybody had made their symbolic representation of the problem, I pointed out that there are two ways that we can approach that. We can try and solve the Play-Doh. We can try and figure out our way through the Play-Doh, past the Play-Doh, around the Play-Doh. Or we can take the Play-Doh, bunch it back up into a lump, and let something new get created out of the Play-Doh that isn't a problem, that's already the far side of whatever it is we thought was the obstacle, was the block, was the limitation, was the problem. In other words, you don't have to find your way through a maze if the maze itself is continually changing, isn't solid, isn't fixed. If it changes every time we think it. Now, there's good news and bad news that comes with this from my point of view. The good news is you're not stuck with anything. You're not stuck with anything. No matter how sticky something feels in your life, seeing that it is a magic trick of the mind and it doesn't have the solidity and fixed nature that it seems to have means that everything in your world is up for grabs, which means it can change in a heartbeat, which means you can be free of it now. Hey presto, abracadabra. But here's the bad news. The mind is like, and this is a way another friend described it to me. He said, the mind is like walking around all day with a magician. You know he's doing tricks, but you fall for it almost every time. So if you're feeling right now like there's something that you just can't get past, and you've tried to work the problem, you've tried to figure out the problem, you've tried a jillion different ways to solve the problem, try this. Put it down. Forget about it. Leave it alone. Walk away. And when you come back to it, you won't be coming back to the same thing. You'll be coming back to a brand new thought. You don't need to come up with the new thought. All we ever need to do is let go of the old one. Let go of the story. Let go of the form, the formulation of what we've thought our problem to be. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.